Must be the season of the witch. When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Two rabbits running in Lord Ditch. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch. Where'd I go? Where'd I go?
We walked arm in arm, but I didn't feel his touch. The desire I'd first tried to hide, that tingling inside, was gone. And when he asked me, "Do you still love me?" I had to look away. I didn't want to tell him.
Kisses and
Take me away, that we'd work things out, and I didn't want to tell him, but it was then I had to say, over the times we've shared, it's all blackened out, and my bat lightning heart.
Immortal she. I've been Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Amelia. I'm the host of Post Adolescence Glow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes, we are starting late. This is my band. We're still kind of pulling our crap together. but we've kind of loosely decided to call ourselves Standing Appointment, but I'm also down to change that name if you guys don't like that one. But other people like it, and I like it, so I don't know. Keeping the floor open, but today I'm here with Vince on guitar and Ishan, the homies, and then we have Isaac on keys today and Jacob on sax, and Kim is helping Phil for some drums, and she has been such an angel in figuring out these songs the last like 2 days. So our whole team's not here, we are making it work, but excited to share some nice tunes with you today. So yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and say we should get started, and then we can talk, yeah. Okay. The first song we're going to cover is called Better Than by Lake Street Dive. And yeah, this is the first song we ever really played together, so I'm excited. Okay. Thank you.
could spend days singing the blues. But I turn up the TV lights, give up without. Myself why. There's a million ways that I could say goodbye, but I turn down, oops, the lights, and I want to hear a solo.
That was an experimental version.
Yeah, that was our own special version. Yeah, you guys are going to have to come see us play again so we can do it again. Can I just triple check? Is the AC unit turned on in this room?
Yeah, do you want me to turn it off?
No, can we make it turn up? So I just want to tell the world about how I met Sarah Bareilles last night, because she is like my freaking idol, and I went up to her and told her all of my everything, and she told me so much cool advice about like how it's okay to want to be like becoming a lawyer and also pursuing music, and how it's great to have that balance, and I don't know, it's kind of funny how like you interact and overlap with these people who you've been listening to for years, like since I was such a small child. And then I just had this like insane emotional cathartic experience, and I cried in the bathroom. So I feel really thankful to be doing music today, despite the fact that I woke up really late and I'm a complete frazzled disaster. But I'm really thankful all these people are here, and we're gonna go ahead and sing another song that we very well might play a special original version of that might not be the same as the way it was done before. So this next song is called Pictures of You. It's by Drug Dealer and Kate Bollinger. So yeah, bear with us. I wanna sing a song. Okay, this is Pictures of You. Guys. That went so well. That was great. Okay, the next song we're gonna play, well, I feel like we should like breathe for a sec. Does anybody wanna say hi and talk?
No.
Okay, you don't get a talk then, Jay.
Hi. That's all I have to say, really.
Tell them your name.
Oh, my first name is Vince. My last name is Keehaw. It rhymes with Yeehaw. So. I am from the land of the E. I'm from the valley, as they call it. The land of the sun. The purple and gold. Or orange, whatever. I have no I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I just want to say hi.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so there's really not a lot of people from Arizona here, so I get very excited when I meet anybody from Arizona. Coco Dinsky, who played the radio show last week, is also from Arizona. Oops. Uh-oh. Hold on. That's my fault. Hello. Oh, yes, there we go. okay, well, yeah, so I'm just going to tell... Please, God, Mr. Microphone, don't do that. Yeah, so we kind of all met very... Wow, sorry. Hey, Constantine, I think I need a new mic cable. We met because I, like, decided I was determined to start a band, and Michelle Samigalina, who's not here right now, also was like, okay, I'm down to help you with that, and I want to be in a band, too. And I was like, really? Yay! So, Well, I'm about to lose my mic, so I'm going to go walk over to a different mic. One second. Okay, I'm going to use this mic now. Anyway, me and Sammy, not Sammy, Michelle, her last name is Samigalina, we found a bunch of people, and it's very cool because no one really knows each other, and we've all been able to kind of become little friends. And I think that that's a very cool thing. And so we've been kind of working on writing some little original songs, which is a fun process, especially given that, like, I don't know, it's cool because I don't often have a space where I can bring in song lyrics and poems that I've written and put that stuff into other people's music. So that's a huge treat, and I'm really thankful for that. But yeah, this next song is going to be Tiny Dancer by Elton John, but by us, because it's probably going to be different than his version of it in some special ways. Okay, here's that. Okay. Yay, ready.
Blue jean, baby, L.A. lady, seems just for the best. Pretty eyes, pirate smile, and merry music man, Bella. Of seeing her dancing in the sand, and now she's in me, always with thee, turning dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the streets, handing tickets out for God, turning back, she just laughs, the not that bad. Piano man, he makes you sad. In an auditorium, looking on, she sings the songs, the words she knows, the tune she hums. But oh, how it feels so real, lying here with no one near, only you. And you can hear me as I say it softly, slowly. Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
A limited amount of headphones, and there are six of us, and there's only five pairs of headphones, so we've been passing them around because sharing is caring, and we love each other.
It's a struggle every week.
It's a really big issue. We're working on it, I promise.
Amelia, are you going to interview yourself?
I don't know. I kind of want you to interview us, Constantine.
Okay.
We only have 12 minutes, though, so we should probably keep playing songs.
Okay, sure. I can ask you a question or two if you want.
Okay, we're going to keep playing music.
All right, go for it.
I think. Mother, My mic's done out again.
It's good. I think it's good.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
She's being spotty. Okay, so the next song is called Bloom by the Paper Kites, and we have not played it even one time today. We just learned it. So, prayers. okay, so yeah. Okay. So yeah. Constantine, you can ask us a question at the end.
Okay, sure. I'll think of a good one.
Okay. Okay, guys. We're on the air right now. Let's play. Let's go, please. Okay. We wait. Yeah, Vince. And Sean.
My world.
That sounded really good.
Thank you. I felt like that went really beautifully, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, we actually just very casually were like, what about this song? And like started playing it yesterday in rehearsal. And I was like, wait, this is actually really nice. So thank you, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, we've kind of concluded our planned songs, but we have one song that me and Kim are going to play together, which is Love is a Losing Game. And then maybe we can do Just Damn for like 2 minutes. Okay.
Literally. Can I ask you one question first? Because I was thinking about it the whole time.
Yes, I want you to ask it.
So first of all, I'm just going to say I realized that I like built up a lot of pressure for myself.
It's going to be a good question.
Yeah, it was like, it's going to be a good question. But I'm just going to ask you something I've like genuinely been wondering, which is that...
Hey guys, please.
I can turn them down a bit. It's okay.
Constantine's like, you hold on.
yeah. I was just wondering, because, like, you know, obviously, I know you love your music, but correct me if I'm wrong. You're going to be a paralegal, or you're going to try to be a paralegal.
Yeah.
Where do you see your relationship to music, like, going to your adult life?
I think that's a great question. I'm kind of letting that remain a bit undefined in a freeing way right now. Because I do think that it's important to let yourself pursue all of your aspirations and all the things that you love and feel passionate about. And like, I feel really, really passionate about doing advocacy work through the law. And as crazy as that kind of sounds, I feel like that's a calling of mine and it shouldn't have to keep me from also doing music. And there, honestly, like it's so funny because when it comes to thinking about, like, I don't know, like, going out and drinking in college and being in college and partying, like, the one thing that makes me feel better than being drunk at a party, well, there's lots of things, but one thing that makes me feel better than anything else, I'm 21, I can drink alcohol, but basically is that playing music with other people is something that's really uplifting, and it's unlike anything else. And so there are so many things that we as humans rave about and we get excited about, whether that be going out and partying or going and studying in the library. And for me, I think like getting to perform music, whether it's live, whether it's in a dark room with three other people, it doesn't matter. It makes me feel really great. So I'm really thankful for that. And I guess maybe that's my answer. But
yeah, so like you want to keep it going in some way? Cause it
You asked me how it fits in my life. Well, I think writing music is something that's never going to leave me.
Yeah.
And writing a poem as I sit on the train or writing a note because a line popped into my head. Those are habits I probably will not be able to shake.
Yeah, and that's like,
I try, you know.
That's just like so, like, or at least I believe that's so like fundamentally good for you.
Thank you.
Just like, I don't know, expressing yourself.
It feels really good. Yeah.
Whenever you're, yeah.
That's not even a compliment. I don't know why I said thank you, but it's just a statement. So hot in here. It's so sweaty in here. yeah. Well, thank you for your question, Constantine.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I think it's important to pursue all the things that excite you. So we're going to play a little bit more music.
Just jam for like 5 minutes.
We're going to just jam. Okay, we're going to do some A minor bluesy jammy jazz stuff.
What kind of...
People are getting excited about this. So it's so hot in here, guys. I can't even believe it.